The biggest question about Eliot Spitzer's decision to throw his hat into the New York City comptroller's race is not why he's doing it. The disgraced former governor has been dropping not-so-subtle hints about his desire to return to public life for several years now. The questions that still remain unanswered, even after all the talking Spitzer has done over the past 14 to 18 hours or so, why this office and why now, just 4 days before nominating petitions are due at the New York City Board of Elections? And also, a question that is perhaps more interesting to political junkies and insiders, who stands to gain, and also who stands to lose, the most from Spitzer's reentry onto the political stage? Spitzer spoke to the New York Times late last night about reinvigorating the comptroller's office, putting his experience as a hard-charging former state attorney general to use in a position that's often overlooked. It's also a position from which a savvy and ambitious politician might position himself to run for something bigger, say, state comptroller, or maybe mayor of New York City, or perhaps one day, even governor. Currently, there's one former New York City comptroller and one current comptroller in the crowded Democratic field for mayor. Setting aside their respective faults and potential or lack thereof for winning, both of them are considered credible contenders. Spitzer himself has been floated several times as a mayoral candidate, although a Marist poll conducted back in October of 2012 found 57% of registered voters wanted him to stay out of the race. Ironically, the same poll found little enthusiasm for the mayoral candidacy of another former elected official tarnished by a sex scandal, former Congressman Anthony Weiner. At the time, 58% of citywide voters said they would prefer to see Weiner remain on the sidelines. And look at him now. He's not only running, but, yet again according to the Marist poll, he's leading the pack of Democratic mayoral hopefuls. So now we know this much to be true. New York City voters are either extremely forgiving when it comes to sexual indiscretions, or they have very short memories and a real penchant for B-list political celebrities. For the record, Spitzer has said Weiner's success in the polls has nothing to do with his decision to throw his own hat into the ring. But he had to at least have given a passing notice to Weiner's rise of late. It is awfully hard to miss, given all the press the former congressman has been receiving. So given Spitzer's past ambitions, his history with Wall Street, and the potential powers of the comptroller's office, which include the ability to audit city agencies, it's really no wonder that many of the mayoral hopefuls have been quick to reiterate their support for the leading contender in the race up to this point, Manhattan Borough President and former Assemblyman Scott Stringer. Stringer dropped from the mayor's race into the comptroller contest last November after it became clear his shot at City Hall was very, very slim. He opted instead to bide his time in a lower office, pretty much clearing the field of other contenders with the exception, ironically, of the libertarian candidate, so-called Manhattan Madam Kristen Davis, who claimed to have procured prostitutes for Spitzer back in the day. It will be fascinating to see what, if anything, Governor Andrew Cuomo has to say about Spitzer's sudden reemergence on the political scene. The animosity and competition between those two hard chargers dates back to Cuomo's HUD days, when he and then newly minted Attorney General Spitzer locked horns over gun control. Cuomo arguably put the first chink in Spitzer's gubernatorial armor with his investigation of the Troopergate scandal, in which Spitzer misused the state police in a botched attempt to smear his political nemesis, then Senate Majority Leader Joe Bruno. At the time, Cuomo's own gubernatorial ambitions were well known, thanks to his short-lived 2002 run, and insiders did speculate about his motives in tarnishing Spitzer's reputation. Spitzer's resignation more or less cleared the field for Cuomo, with the exception of his haphazardly selected Lieutenant Governor David Patterson, who so botched his own short-lived stint in the executive mansion that he didn't really stand much of a chance against the ambitious attorney general. But Spitzer didn't exactly go quietly. He has been lobbing verbal bombs at Cuomo from the sidelines for a couple of years, going so far as to call him the, quote, dirtiest, nastiest political player out there back in 2010. Cuomo has insisted he's going to stay out of the New York City mayor's race, but he just couldn't help himself when asked about Weiner's candidacy during a meeting with the Syracuse Post-Standards editorial board, saying not long ago the, quote, shame would be on us if the disgraced former congressman actually managed to get elected as mayor of New York City. The governor later said he made the comment only in jest. But unlike the mayor, the New York City comptroller doesn't have much sway in Albany. However, the office, should Spitzer somehow manage to win it, would give him a platform from which to sound off on all manner of topics. And if history is any guide, he might just be able to elevate the profile of the post to a level never seen before, one that requires voters to sit up and take notice, maybe even all the way to Albany and beyond. And that would certainly be something for Cuomo to be quite concerned about.